Welcome to Sex, Money, and Leadership. Your host is Maria Applefitt from Sweden, a university professor and professionally trained coach with hundreds of clients finding their leadership and power. Maria is an orgasmic teacher and trainer. This show opens the window to learn how sex and money are impacting you as a leader. And now, here's your host, Maria.
Hello, and welcome to this show for this Saturday on the 17th of January. I'm so excited today because we're really going to speak about one of my true passions, that is to help people find your desires. And in the studio today, I have a desire expert, Wendy Darling. So Wendy has a very, very long background into offering presentations, seminars, retreats, and private coaching. She is a recognized expert in navigating change and helping you achieving your desired results. She has created her own transformational system called Healing Harmonics, and it provides a vehicle for achieving results with greater ease and speed. She has over 30 years of experience as a business and life transformation expert, and she's a master healing practitioner, management and organizational development consultant, manager and executive. She also have had her own radio talk show. She's a keynote speaker and an entrepreneur. So this is a woman with many, many, many skills as a part of who she is. So very welcome, Wendy Darling, to be here with me today. I also know that you have just published your book on the miracle of your life.
That's right, the miracle that is your life. It was released last November and immediately became a number one bestseller on Amazon. So it was pretty exciting. It still is exciting.
It is. It is exciting to publish a book, and it is even more exciting it has to be to publish an Amazon bestseller. And I have actually found a copy of your book myself, and I just have to say I love to read it. It just put the structure on everything, what it means to, how would I say, like, up-level your life or upgrading your life.
Oh.
Living your full miracle of who you really are. And I think you're just providing such a great tool for people to work with, because there is a lot of exercises you can do there, and it's just giving the structure and the whole framework. So thank you so much for that.
Oh my gosh. You see, now that's when it really gets wonderful and juicy. You know, it's one thing, as you can appreciate, to decide to write a book. It's another thing to actually write it and get it published. But then when I get feedback from you and others, you know, that's just amazing. You know, there's a little adjusting in, wow, you know, people are reading it, people are liking it, people are finding value in it. And things keep coming back to me, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is just the best. So I really do appreciate that, because that's why it was written.
This book is something that really came to you, and it's just you capture everything. So where should you start, with the book or with your story? Like,
well, I can tell you why I wrote the book. Would that help?
Yeah.
As you mentioned, I've had a very rich career, and the good news about me is, you know, as you were doing the introduction, I went, this is a very diplomatic way of saying I've been around for a while, I've been in my career for over 30 some years, which is pretty incredible for me to realize, and it's probably even more than that. And so when I was looking to write a book. I have actually attempted to write a few books in the past, and I've had columns and have written many, many articles over the course of my career, but I was never able to sit down and finish a book. And to give a good friend of mine, a thumbs up, Robin Simons, who owns Crescendo Publishing, she and I sat down, and I went into a strategy session with her after seeing what she did with one of my clients. I said, I want you to do that for me. And I went in with a blank slate to see what really wanted to be written at this point in time in my career. And it was really extraordinary that in just a matter of 3 hours, I had my book all outlined and subject matter, but I didn't have a title yet. And we were sitting in the conference room where we were having our meeting, and I looked up at the whiteboard and all these notes that were decorating our room that we were in, and I suddenly was reminded of the story when my son was born, now over 29 years ago. And when he was born, my former husband and I were trying to decide on his name, and we got his American name, but I was raised Jewish, and in Judaism you also will traditionally give your child a Hebrew name. And that is named typically after someone who was already deceased. So about a year and a half prior to my son's birth, my father passed away. And so I really wanted to honor him. And his Hebrew name was Nissen. And Nissen translates to miracle. And then my former husband's grandfather had also recently passed away. And his name was Charles. And I did not know what Hebrew name might be able to be used to honor him. And when I asked the rabbi way back then, he said that Charles would be Chaim. And Chaim translates to life. So my son's Hebrew name is Nissen Chaim, which translates to the miracle of life. And I remember in that moment just being in awe, because I don't know if you're a mom, but as a new parent and having been pregnant and seeing this being grow inside my body and then pop out and be a human being, I mean, I was just, it truly is a walking, example, a miracle of life. And that's how I hold him each and every day. And that's what inspired the title of the book, because the truth is that if we really tune in and pay attention, we get to experience miracles each and every day. There are opportunities for miracles each and every day. But most people are kind of half asleep, and they're living their life kind of in a robotic way. And they have closed off what I consider miraculous living. Mm-hmm. And so that is really what I feel part of my journey is in serving others now, is to helping people align and get in a position that they can welcome all these miracles so that your desires are actually realized. And in my world also, that you're nourished in a way by having these desires realized, that you're more nourished to make your special mark and contribution. Because I think that that's really why we're all here, to learn and to grow and to evolve in a way that we offer our unique gifts in our own unique ways that makes this a better place. And so that's kind of the gist of everything that's behind what I do. And I do it in a variety of ways. I have a personal and professional growth organization. It's now called Miraculous Living. And it also is the Miraculous Living Institute. And we offer ways to cultivate and strengthen and enhance all the different relationships in your life. We start with the relationship with yourself. I have a program called Loving Yourself Lean that helps to align and enhance the relationship with your body, and people naturally begin to release their excess weight. It's a wonderful program that I've been doing for many years. I also have a program for couples. I have another program for singles who are wanting to attract love in their life. And then there's the relationship with your career, your business, and your finances. So that's really at the heart of everything. And the reason it's positioned this way is life experiences happen in a way that create a disconnect and a misalignment. And so what happens is people start creating certain beliefs in their mind, and certain emotions are still alive and well in your heart and your body, and it creates an interference that holds you back. And if you want to know if you're out of alignment, just look at what are your deepest desires and dreams, and are you living that life? And if you are, great. And if you're not, that's showing your misalignment. And the good news is I have a really cool way to shifting that.
I know. And that's the exciting part, because one other thing you were saying, that most people are so, I call them numb out from life and their desires as well, or you were saying robotic. It's something, like my mission is really to bring out awareness that all relationships starts with yourself. And the core bottom of yourself is actually your sexuality, which is the reason why I'm having that as an angle of understanding yourself, is understanding your deep soul, and that is also connected to being open in your sexuality. So I'm curious, how do you help people to first they have to understand they are numb out, or they are disconnected from life. So is that a place where you go to bring awareness that people actually are disconnected, or is it just people that are searching for it themselves? Do you see the difference? Like there's people that have already, they're on the path of searching, and then there's people, which the majority in people in our society are, they're not even aware that they are in misalignment.
Yeah, that's true. And so I think what happens, at least in the people that I work with, and or at least some of the people that I connect with at some level, is I think that there's a pain in their life, in their heart. You know, that they feel that either, you know, some people have been very successful, but they reach a certain point and it's kind of like, really, is this all there is? And so they're searching for more meaning or purpose in their life. Other people, like myself, you know, I had a very serious accident a number of years ago, so mine was just a dramatic wake-up call. You know, it was like, oh my gosh, what did I do to get myself in this mess? And then there's a lot of points in between. But I would say most people start exploring when they realize, how come I'm 43 and I'm still single? You know, why is it that I keep eating and I can't, and I can't seem to lose the weight? You know, why is it that my husband and I are feeling more and more distant? So there's, or somebody maybe that has lost a job, or, you know, they've been in a job, but they're, you know, they're either burned out or they want something different, but they just don't know what that difference is. And I think that that's just symptomatic of something deeper, the deeper misalignment. And, you know, eventually, you know, there's a saying, you know, sometimes we'll get a little nudge in life, and sometimes maybe we'll get a bigger one, and eventually we're getting a little whack. So I think, in my belief system, I think the heart and soul of who we are speaks to us through our intuition. And when we start to pay more attention to that, that's really where the magic and miracles can be birthed. It's when we ignore it. It's when, you know, I was speaking to somebody just this past week, a man who's been very responsible raising his family, but what had become the ultimate cause? You know, he was doing everything he thought he should be doing, but there was just this emptiness inside of him, even though he was doing what, at least in our country, Maria, is very much valued. You know, work hard, you know, give it all that you've got, you know, earn a lot of money, hopefully save a lot of money. In our country, I don't know how well people are doing that. And, you know, there's what we refer to as the American dream. But a lot of people today are saying, have I really sold my soul in the life that I've created? And because now I'm in this lifestyle pattern, how can I make a shift? Because I'm whipped. And I know I used to be in corporate America, and I used to do a lot of management and organizational development work, and I was whipped. You know, I actually had my accident while I was flying to California. I was living in Dallas then and working with a Fortune 100 company. And it was a huge wake-up call. So I think that there's a variety of ways that people feel a missing. You know, if we really pay attention, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to decode if we're just happy with our life or not.
It's true. It's true. And, you know, we can see it also here in Sweden. We're speaking out about people being burned out. So people having career, job, but then suddenly from a physical, emotional point of view, their physical body collapsed totally. And I think that's just expressions of that high-achieving society we're living in, and where people are, like you're saying, out of misaligned with their...
Yes. Yeah, and I think there's an opportunity more than ever before to be able to find the way that works best for you. And that's what I personally love. You know, I work with some of my clients, are people who are in corporate America wanting to get out, and trying and supporting them in creating a plan and a strategy to do that. Because they know that they want to do things a little different. Other people want to stay in corporate America, but they just want to enhance the quality of their life in some way. So it's not like everybody get out of corporate America, but there's a lot of shifting that's going on, and people are not willing to sacrifice everything, including their health and well-being and the quality of their life, for the sake of the company.
It's true. And this actually speaks to finding, like, I know that you have something in your book that I found being very interesting. It was the chapter about entry points.
Yeah.
You actually giving me the understanding, the gateway to finding that if we are out of misalignment, there is a way to find your way in there.
Yes. Yes, you know, yeah, I don't even remember anymore how I had this idea or even when it happened. But what I love is at some point I realized, let's say, for example, let me think of somebody. There are some people that I use as reference regularly because it was such extreme examples. And I'll use the one that's in the book. So there was a man who came to work with me. It's now been a few years ago, and his life had kind of gone upside down and inside out. He had his own business. He provided a service type of business, and he was not able. His business was going south and fast. You know, he just wasn't getting new clients. Meanwhile, his wife had ended their marriage, I want to say maybe a couple years, a year and a half, 2 years prior to that. So his finances were a mess. His health wasn't very good. You know, there wasn't an area that was really working. And I use applied kinesiology, which is a muscle testing process, plus I'm highly intuitive. And to find where we need to begin. So he actually came to me because he wanted to get his business up and running again. But where we needed to start was he was to start dating. And what I love about this is my brain, my mind, would never have recommended that. I would recommend, let's get your health a little bit better, let's get your business a little bit better, and then I would say, now let's see about finding a relationship for you. So it's not me guiding it, but we tap into that universal mind, the wisdom that lives within each and every one of us, which is so brilliant. And so we started, and he's like, are you kidding me? And so we started with that, and he got online, and he started just talking with women over the internet. He wasn't going out on dates. And within a short period of time, he actually met a woman who he really felt a very strong connection with. And interestingly enough, she lived in a different country. He was living in Costa Rica at that time, and she was living somewhere in South America. I think Brazil. And sure enough, they really started connecting. And guess what started happening with his business? All of a sudden, he was getting new business. His finances were strengthening. And he actually, in his case, he actually moved to Brazil. So this is an example. There was another woman who had a similar scenario. Her business was just not doing well. Her health was really not good. And she was significantly overweight. And her entry point was dating too. And I remember, what's going on here? You know, because again, my logical mind, excuse me, my logical mind would not have suggested that. So I love my process because I'm able to find what is best for you. And I'm able to find almost immediately the core issues that may be contributing to you getting out of alignment, that's creating the interference and holding you back. Because what ends up happening is your beliefs create your actions or lack thereof, and they also fuel your emotional state. And it's really the emotional state that's a driver that allows for the magic and miracles to occur. So your emotional state is really important. And until recently, you know, not much attention was placed on the emotions. You know, there's a lot of material out there now about the power of the mind and how the mind works. And even what my system does that most do not, there's a lot of modalities out there that do emotional release work. But there's not hardly anything out there that literally will help to open the mind and allow you to really make a special mark.
It's that's beautiful. I remember these stories when I was reading your book, and went in, because you recommend to think about a number and then go to your webpage for learning about that particular number.
Yes.
And it was interesting for myself because,
yes,
because the number that came up for me was number 8. And obviously that responds to community and friends.
Mm.
And which I know is one of the reasons, like that's one of the thing why I'm traveling a lot, is to be in an environment of similar like-minded.
Mm. Yeah, isn't it interesting? So to me, that says, you know, you, even though maybe your goal is to build your business or enhance your love life or your health or whatever your personal target is of what you want to be experiencing and creating, I think what's special about that is the entry point, I believe, is the place that's going to nourish you most so that you can get the biggest bang for your buck, you know, so that it's like a row of dominoes, and that's the kingpin domino. You start there, and everything else lines up and occurs so much easier. You know, there was somebody who worked with me because she was over 60 pounds overweight, and in her case, her entry point was nutrition. So in her case, it was actually in alignment. And because we did the healing harmonics process, she started releasing weight immediately. She lost 20 pounds her first month, 20 pounds her second month, and ultimately released her over 60 pounds. And the other transformations in her life were just phenomenal. But then there was another person that came to work with me for weight loss, because she, in fact, she was referred to me by this person because she saw what wonderful results she got. But her entry point was her career. And quite honestly, she wasn't very happy with me. She was like, I didn't come to talk about my career. I came for weight loss. And so, you know, obviously I explained to her. And as it turned out, she was very unhappy in her career. And within a very short time, because not only of the coaching that I do, but the process itself, she found a new job, I think, if I remember correctly, in just a couple of weeks. She got settled in her career, and guess what started to happen? Her weight started just naturally coming off. So there is wisdom that we can tap into that's greater than our individual minds can think in this moment. Now, I will say one of the steps in the healing harmonics process is a procedure that I use with my clients to help to open the mind so that the mind is searching for answers. And the answers may come from the mind, and it may come from that intuitive wisdom. But I use that for myself. I use it for my clients. And it's just amazing what starts happening. Because not only are these, you know, down-to-earth, realistic, step-by-step kinds of things, but they're, because it's used with the healing harmonics process, energetically, you're broadcasting out into the world, and suddenly let's say you want more referrals and clients. Maybe you'll start getting calls or more, all of a sudden you start getting inquiries. People are coming to your website, or you may get inspiration to go to a meeting. I mean, it's just phenomenal what starts happening. And that's what I love about this, because it really gets to be fun. Because it's like, holy Moses, what's going to happen next? And sometimes it's not like you sit home and miracles just start happening. You know, there's action that is required, but sometimes no action has been required other than opening your mind, and suddenly things start falling into place. You meet people that can accelerate your progress, or, you know, like I said, other activities start happening. So it's just, I love that, because I think that, especially in my case, I didn't really talk about my accident, but it was such a traumatic time in my life that I even remember somebody that I knew who was a master practitioner. He facilitated trainings all over the world in personal growth and also consulting. He looked at me one day and he said, I know what you're, he said, you're still searching for the magic of life again. And I went, you know what? You are absolutely right. Because prior to my accident, in many ways, my life was magical. I wanted a job, I got it. If, you know, just things would fall into place. But after my accident, it wasn't like that for a very long time. And I don't know if I said what, did I say what actually happened to me?
You have to, yes, tell the story about the accident. And because it seems like that was a major shift for you in your understanding.
Major, yes. Major, in every way, shape, and form. So I was doing management and organizational development consulting, and I was doing a lot of traveling. And at that time, I was under a contract with a Fortune 100 company in the States. And I was flying from Texas to California. And I was at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, and I was very, very sick. Yet I had a very strong work ethic of the show must go on. And so this is before 9/11, obviously. You know, it's been, I'd have to think. This was in the early 90s that I had my accident. And so I went outside to get some fresh air. And unfortunately, I ended up passing out. I fell over a ledge, and I fell over 25 feet.
Oh.
And so my right leg was shattered, my back was broken, and I was later diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury because I bounced more than once based on the bruises and different things on my body. We were able to kind of, you know, put the pieces together, ironically. So it was over 10 months that I had multiple surgeries to know if I would even ever walk again. While I was in the hospital for the first time, around the four-week mark, my former husband came and decided to end our marriage. And when we later went to court, he was actually awarded full custody of our son, who was only, I believe, 3 or 4 at that time. So it was a very, very traumatic time. Everything that I possibly could relate to me in terms of my identity were gone. My body and health was a mess. My marriage was gone. My son was taken away from me. My means of working and supporting myself were gone. I wasn't able to do that. So I was literally, you know, naked with a blank slate. And it was even very early on in the hospital where I went, how the heck did I get here? And that's really what began just a huge exploration on my part, because even though I was doing very well in my career, I had gotten off track in my values and in what I was doing, how I was making choices. And it was like, oh, my gosh, you know, something's got to change. And so I started diving into personal growth and created my own first personal growth seminar in 1991 and allowed it to continue. But the best part was my mom had actually suggested that maybe with all the trauma I had experienced, I might want to learn how to meditate. And when that occurred, I actually decided to listen to her. You know, desperate times called for desperate measures. And at that time, quieting my mind was an oxymoron. You know, my mind was like a hamster spinning on a wheel. But I reached out. I found somebody to help facilitate and teach me, you know, the premises behind meditating. And the long and short of it was that that's when my healing gifts and my process started to come to me. And it came in steps and stages. But when I really discovered what I had, meaning my ability to see energy, to transform it, to help people shift in truly miraculous ways, it took a while to own it and embrace it. But there's not a day that goes by now that I don't just live in such gratitude that I'm now able to offer this to others, because it allows people to change very easily and quickly. And I'm very blessed. And I also believe that there has not been a better time than now to truly experience miraculous living.
Mm. Wendy, the story you're telling now is actually, this is so fascinating, because a lot of people, they are looking for finding the tools in other areas, like going to the next training or taking the next education or going to the next course. But what I'm hearing you saying was that you went into yourself and meditating, and it was delivered to you.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot in there. You know, that's kind of just the bottom line of it. But yes, yeah, I think that one of the areas that I feel I help people create for themselves is removing all that interference that allows them to deeply connect to the heart and soul of who they are and dial up that intuitive voice, whether it come through literally as hearing or feeling or visualizing. You know, people get the intuitive hits in a variety of ways. And when you have that, you've got everything. There's nothing else that is really needed, because you have such a feeling of certainty that lives within you. And it's not like you'll have the next your whole life mapped out for you. It's more that you might know, take this next step. Mm. And some of it will be logical to you. Some of it may not. But you'll know to take it anyways. You know, whether it be, you know, suddenly going, I just have to go to Starbucks and get a coffee, or I need to go for a walk on the beach right now, or I need to go to that jewelry store. You know, it could be it could be just, you know, or it could just be, I want you to sit and start writing. So it comes in all different forms. It could even be driving in your car and you see a bus pass in front of you and it has just the message on it that you need to see. And that's the beauty of our life today, is that we have such phenomenal support from the what I refer to as the universe, you know, what I really refer to as God and his team, T-E-A-M, and that there's never been a time better than now to truly be able to tap into your desires, which to me are the carrots that dangle in front of us that keep us wanting to grow and evolve, and to truly be living miraculous, just rich, juicy lives.
It's true. I often tell people that the reason I'm into business is because it just requires me to be the best version of myself. So that's my carrot. Because if I wouldn't have the business, it wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be important to the same extent, because I know that everything I create in my business and in my life is an expression of my inner world. And so it's so fascinating to really tap into that energy of trusting and having faith in following your desires.
Yes.
So what is your best tip for people who listen to this and don't know or don't feel they are in contact with the desires? Like, what would be the first most important step for them to take?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that is most simple is what I refer to as magic wand time. If you were to wave your magic wand, what would you really like your life to look like? Not to be concerned about how or if or whatever, but really, what does that look like? Because I believe our desires were planted within us, within our DNA, that literally have us grow into the person who you were really ultimately created to be. So, for example, you know, one of my deep desires is to have a home by the water. Mm. Now, I'm a whole lot closer than I used to be because I used to live in Dallas. And in case you've never been to Dallas, it doesn't have too much ocean. They do have a lot of lakes, and it's very, very flat. Now, I'm just, maybe 2 miles from the ocean.
Yeah.
So I'm a whole lot closer than I was. And yet I still want that house on, you know, either overlooking the ocean or right by it, you know, either one. But I want that ocean view.
Mm.
And then, you know, this year one of my desires is that by the end of the year I have a shopping spree in New York City next Christmas, because that's my reward for having a good year.
Mm.
And so, you know, it's what, you know, previously, you know, I had a desire for a relationship. Well, I fulfilled that one. And now, of course, there are things that I want to create within the context of our relationship, because we both are people who do programs and consulting all over. And so, so that's really beautiful. So nourishing our relationship helps us really spread our wings and be able to offer even more than ever before. So I don't think it ever stops. You know, I recently rebranded and expanded my company because previous coaches and mentors and marketers, you know, really wanted me to single focus. And I realized, you know, I have all these rich, wonderful programs. I'm a personal and professional growth organization. You know, it's okay to do that. And so that's my next, you know, the next way I'm going to stretch myself. Mm. And so I think it's just important to tap into what you deeply desire. I was talking to somebody the other day who was interested in my Miracle Mastermind group, and I mentioned that I work with single people who want to welcome love into their life. Mm-hmm. And I have worked with a lot of single people, and it has been one of my benchmarks in my career that I just love, love, love. And he's like, I have somebody that really wants, she has said, this is going to be my year.
Mm.
And so, you know, it doesn't take much. Maybe you don't know in all of your areas, but why is it that, you know, maybe your desire is to drop those pounds that you've been holding on to? You know, how come that's been going on? So it may be one area, but that might be impacting others. So the nice thing about all of my work is it's also kind of like the entry point. Start with one desire and focus on that and see how it might impact the other areas of your life.
Mm.
And so that would be where to start. You know, just start.
And also knowing that desires change over time, but It's something about,
of course,
revisiting your desires and formulate your desires. So one of my desires I've had for a very long time, and I haven't getting any closer yet, is to have a house where there can be lemon trees in the garden. I've had that for years, but I'm sure it's going to be one day. It's going to be there. But it's interesting how some desires, they are so deeply inside of us, and they become part of how we're formulating our life.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, for many people that I've met and spoken to, and certainly has been true for me, there have been visions of the quality of life that you have wanted to experience, just like your house with lemon trees. Do you have that in Sweden?
No, we don't. No, that's why it's a desire. Lemon trees, you have to go to Southern Europe.
Okay, I was going to say, I didn't know you had lemon trees in Sweden. That's why I wanted to ask. Okay, so, but you see, that's something you may not know how that may happen or when that may happen, but it can be kind of like that carrot dangling out in front of you, enticing you to keep taking your steps, trusting that it will, in fact, happen. Now, I'm able to help people close the gap much faster through the different processes that I use in working with people. But I think that your desires leave clues. And so that's why it's important. A lot of people, you know, kind of brush it off as wishful thinking or that couldn't be me. That's just impossible. You know, there are a lot of people that hope in the States to win the lottery. And I don't know if you have lotteries in your country, but but why not live your life as if you've won? You know, it's like winning the lottery of life. Because I believe that is possible. I'm a really good manifester. And there was a time that I thought I was going to win the lottery. And because I really, really wanted to learn how to manifest, now I'm kind of sorry I did this, but I said, you know, God, I want to win the lottery of life. So that's really been part of my journey, is learning ways to literally take an idea or a dream or a desire and turn it into reality, which is, you know, how you manifest. And and so that's really at the heart of my offer. So that's kind of cool.
What's required for a person to be able to manifest?
Like what?
So for a person to be able to manifest, what do they need? Where do they have to be? Like, what is your because when we're talking about manifestation, it's a term that for some people are very natural and common, and for other people it's that are more like what I would say, living more in their head. It's something that feels like an awkward concept. So how could we explain what it means to manifest your dreams or desires?
Well, it's just that, you know, it is actually, you know you're doing it when it happens. But what the problem is, because, I mean, that's a whole conversation in itself. You know, we have an energy system that is your unique self. And what we now know is your energy is vibrating out into the world. And what happens, though, is your mind has been programmed to... that's where my work helps, because the mind is interfering. You know, if you look at life as your mind as an iceberg, you know, the tip of the iceberg above the water are your conscious thoughts. These are the thoughts that you're aware of. But unfortunately, it represents a very small percentage. The majority of your thoughts are actually under the surface, under the water, like an iceberg. And because of that, you don't even realize what you're thinking, what you're programming. It's estimated that we have approximately 70,000 thoughts a day. And unfortunately, it's also estimated that 96 to 97% of those thoughts are unconscious. That's why I'm saying, you know, just like what you're saying, how do you know? Why is it some people can manifest easily and others cannot? The reason simply is some of those people have been able to align their hearts and their minds with what they truly desire. But for most people in certain areas, there is literally mental and emotional interference that ultimately creates an energetic interference that prevents what you truly desire to happen. That's why I'm personally so grateful that God has given me this gift, because I can assist people in shifting that. So the real fun for me is I get to witness miracles all the time through my clients. And I cannot say how much I love that. So even though my journey was kind of yucky, you know, like I said earlier, there's not a day that goes by that I'm not just thrilled. So that's why retraining the mind is so important. You know, a lot of people talk about affirmations, and that was kind of the next tier at some point. I go beyond that, because I never believed affirmations alone can work. Just by what I just said, you could be saying, you know, I'm living in Southern Europe in a house with lemon trees. But if you've got 97%, or, you know, I'll even give you credit, let's even say 24% of you that doesn't believe it, that creates interference. 1% creates interference. It may not be profound interference, but it's still going to be interference. And so it's kind of like your internal orchestra that's projecting out into the world to make that happen, and how things conspire to make it happen aren't able to happen, because it may even be conspiring to try to make it happen, but you've got a block within you and you can't receive it.
So the journey.
But we get rid of all that little interference.
So it's really about finding your blocks within that stops you from progressing in life, but also living your desire and taking the steps for what you want to achieve in your life.
Yeah, and that's the beauty too, Maria, is that when you open your mind, retrain it, and you heal the wounds of your heart, and your energy is flowing authentically to who you are, you'll not only be able to know what steps to take much easier, it will also be much easier to take them.
Now you were actually saying something important: to heal the wounds of the heart. So for you, it's really about, it has to come from the heart. A lot of people are heartbroken in our society because they have been wounded in, for different reasons, of past relationships, so they have closed down their heart.
That's right.
So that's why being open in your heart, like, it's something that is a piece of art master, in a way. And
Well, the gift that I was given, my healing process, takes care of that. I have worked with people who have suffered extreme trauma and abuse, and in a day or two, because some people come and work with me for a day or two or three, and in a day or two, they're transformed.
Mm.
And what's beautiful about this process is that people don't have to relive the trauma of their past, which is also extraordinary. And because, you know, if you have had even a heartbreak, much less, you know, a rape or abuse, you've already lived it ad nauseum in your mind. And so to not have to have people literally relive things in order to heal themselves is another huge gift. And the freedom that people start experiencing, the calm and the peace that people start experiencing, because when you live in that place, then your heart really can be open. Then you're really sending, then you're clear, and you're up, your frequency is now in alignment with who you are and what you desire. And that's where, that's the sweet spot. That's where the magic happens. And suddenly it's like the waters part and your miracles start pouring in. It's very cool.
It is. This is very fascinating discussion, Wendy. And I'm saying that time flies with you. We even forget to take our half break in between.
Oh.
So that's what happens when you're having fun. I'm curious.
Good.
from your perspective, because what I'm up to in life and part of this radio show is to bring the conscious out how sex and money is a key component and how it impacts us in being in leadership of our lives and following our desires. So what is your, like, what is your perspective on this?
You're going to need to ask the question again because I'm not really clear what you're asking.
Part of this show is to raise the bar and bring out consciousness how sexuality and money is part of, is impacting who you are in how you show up as a leader, but also how you bring yourself out in the world following your desires.
Yeah.
Which for me is very part of personal leadership, is knowing who you are, following your passions, living your passions, and knowing your desires, knowing your essence. So how do you see this is related?
Well, I think, you know, we probably use a little different language to describe it. But I think it's very important for people to be open in their hearts and their emotions, because then you're able to be authentic in who you are and what you do. And you know, I've worked in the field of leadership for many, many years. And I think the other piece that's really important, I address synergistic leaders because and leadership because I want, you know, if you're managing a team of people, you're the leader. And you need to feel confident to bring into your team and enhance the brilliance that exists from within. And you have to be that example. So that authenticity, as well as confidence, I always wanted to hire the best of the best because there are things I do, there are things I do really well. And then there are other things, not so much, you know. And I wanted to bring the best that would be able to make us as a team much stronger. I've worked in the area of team development for many years. And that's one of my gifts is bringing out the natural genius that lives within the team and the organization. So for me, it's being authentic. It's being open, creating an environment that is safe so that people, because truly when you give people room and enough direction and possibly training, most people really want to do a good job and they want to contribute. They want to feel like they're valued and an important part of the puzzle. And when we do that, it's amazing what actually can get produced. But unfortunately, in certain cultures, in certain organizations, there's a lot of personalities and egos because that's not the typical way that business in the past has been run. But fortunately, there's a shift where companies that are truly visionaries and really want to grow their company in a very healthy and productive way know that this is a critical piece.
That's wonderful, Wendy. Thank you so much for your being here with me today. And if people like to reach you, they go to your website, which is...
Sure. It's wendy@wendydarling.com.
Thank you so much, Wendy. And it was really a pleasure to have you here. And I'm very happy for your contribution to this show. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your generosity of inviting me.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Happy New Year.
And for those of you who listen, the next show is not yet scheduled, but will hopefully be in 2 weeks from now. Thank you very much for listening.